T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ooh. Well, Brian and Voorhees, you've been married for 17 years. I shouldn't have to explain to you how far you should go before it's being considered cheating. What are you, 12 or something? No, you just said you've been married for 17 years. Now, let's get back to the original part of this question, and I got to walk through this thing delicately about whether or not it's okay for you to go to a strip club. Sure it is. Look, they looked at me like, what the hell? Yeah, it's okay. Why can't you go to a strip club and just go to the strip club? No one says you have to go there and be the guy with the shirt unbuttoned and pouring champagne over your head and
making it rain?
Yeah, you don't have to go. You don't have to go and do all of that.
I mean, Joe DeCamera goes to the strip clubs for the buffets.
Exactly. I can see that.
That's good meatballs.
Yeah, I can see that. But you got a good friend who, you know, you want to go to the bachelor party. You're there to celebrate a wedding. Just go. Have a good time. Drink it up. But be respectful. Know the fact that you're married. Know the fact that, hey, you're a little bit of an example setter for your buddy who's about to get married. Right? I mean, you've been married 17 years. So I don't think it's a big deal about going to a strip club. I really don't. I don't frequent strip clubs. And I'm also not going to tell you I haven't been in a strip club before. And yes, I was married. And yes, my wife knows, and no, she's not happy about it.
Right, and yeah. You wouldn't expect them to be.
And wouldn't expect her to be happy about it. But she also, there has to be, like I said, there has to be a certain level of trust. There has to be a certain line you just don't cross, right? And you got to respect the sanctity of the marriage, you know, regardless of how long you've been married, but just respect that and go there and have a good time with your buddy. I mean, listen.
Get a lap dance?
That's right, the lap dance thing. I probably wouldn't do the lap dance. I probably wouldn't do the lap dance. Just keep yourself out of harm's way.
What about the champagne room?
No, definitely don't do the champagne room. That's a definite no. Don't do that. You can go to a gentleman's club and be okay, man.
No, but I think what you said it was that because it's this is what I've used, and this is the last time I was at a strip club, was for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not go to my friend's bachelor party. Now, if he's going to a bachelor party where there's not strippers, but there's, like, hookers that are running around the place,
right.
Then I'm not putting myself in that situation.
Right.
But if you go to a gentleman's club, which there's a lot of fine ones out there, you go and you enjoy yourself and you do it responsibly, and then that's it.
Come on out of there, man.
Right.
Yeah, come on out of there. I've done it plenty of times. Mean going into the party with the guy that's getting married.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, Dear Ike, you can tweet us.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to chop. I don't know who comes up with these questions and who decides what questions I'm getting, but let me just say this. There's a lot of questions I don't really want to answer because I got to go home and answer these questions too.
So it's a double question.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not just some financial advice for next week? Dear Ike, you can tweet us at MarksReeseWIP if you want to remain anonymous.
Now,
half
of the men in here gave me a thumbs up, and the only half that didn't give me a thumbs up are the ones that are with their wives.
With the woman. Yes. Exactly right. All right, we come back with the
I noticed John let me stay out there. No, you can't. You jumped in there with me a little bit there.
Yeah, no. That was the last of my buddy.
He supported it.
My buddy, I don't even know how long ago now. 2 years ago. It was a bachelor party. Everybody's away for the weekend bachelor party. The one night we went to the strip club for an hour.
By the way.
Whatever.
My wife has been to a strip club, too.
Just be careful. 888-729. Well, I mean, I think a lot of ladies have out there.
I'm 44 years old, brother. Me and my wife have been married 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Known each other since 1994.
There you go.
Yeah. Just,
you guys have done a lot together.
Yeah.
Need to keep things fresh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.